seem possible when you think back, that he's
been
and gone, and we're now getting ready for Easter, all the guys, the cards are coming into the shops, and
yeah.
Yeah,
ads have
started for Easter
egg. Yeah, somebody, I can't remember who it was, I heard somebody, I think on the radio or television, talking about, you know, it was the beginning of January, and they've already put hot cross buns in the supermarket.
Oh, yeah, I've seen hot cross buns on Marks and Spencer's, when I got those croissants, they've got hot cross buns on sale.
April, it's late this year, isn't it?
That's right.
I couldn't see them, and I had to walk around the red shelves twice, and they were right on the bottom shelf when I eventually tracked them down. And I had the hot cross buns on the shelves.
Well, I had a lot of Christmas stuff left, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Eggs and biscuits.
They've still got, anyway, they've still got a lot of tinned stuff
Christmas
left.
Stuff left.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they must have either catered at Christmas time. Asda don't seem to have much left either, do they?
No. It was quite hot, and we've got birthday presents, haven't we, from the stuff? We weren't deciding whether to stop and do tomorrow's shopping, weren't we?
But we did not, did we? We
left her in the car, actually.
Yes, because we were en route for Waddy walking, weren't we?
Yes.
But we didn't walk too far today. It was,
it was so cold.
About right, well, I certainly wouldn't want to be much later. That's known as a diplomatic answer.
Are you giving us a rendition?
That's how a lot of these songs,
yeah,
songs are passed on. word of mouth.
Perhaps her mother used to sing it to her, did she?
Who?
Your mother. Mother used to sing to her.
What? I don't know where she got it from. Sure. I've sang that for hours on end to Tasha.
It won't work with her.
Not that I can sing, but it was an apology for singing.
Come on then, let's get you off to...
Let her walk. Wake her up.
She'd never get there. Come on.
Well, I think I'm not behind you. I'll move that down onto the road. No. Is it now? No, because I decided I wouldn't put a coat on because I was coming in the car.
Peace and quietness.
Is that?
I can't get the glasses.
Come away from the zip. I don't know whether it's repairable, is it?
It's only one sewing up there, Fred.
How does it?
Yes, do you want me to do it for you?
If you would, I'd be glad.
Do you want it now or later?
No, 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 any time.
Yes, that's simple. We've got to zip in. Oh yes, he zips the other side.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll do. It wouldn't take to do it now, but I can't be bothered.
No, don't.
Being lazy. Oh, peas have to hide. Was it the week, the New Year's weekend? She was away at Malcolm's cousin from the Sunday till the Wednesday evening. And we hadn't realised how much noise she made until she came home on the Wednesday evening. 3 lovely, peaceful days. And she comes in and peas are shattered. Oh, she's so full of life. Whereas Tasha couldn't be around and you didn't know she was here. She'd have a buff or something.
Yeah.
The other night when she was practicing her song, she's so dramatic all the time, don't you? Now, if only she'll do that when she's on the stage. You know, put some action into her singing.
When's it taking place?
It's the last Saturday of half term, so I should think it's about... It's half term, 18th on the Monday, I think. So, 20. 5th or somewhere like. No, it won't. Not as late as that, is it? 18th, 19th, 20th, 21. About 22nd, something like that. Usually the last Saturday of the half term, because then she can have them during the week for practice.
Yeah.
Well, all the others go on a Saturday, but Heidi said she would be in it if she didn't have to go on Saturday, every Saturday, because she goes riding, you see, 9 till 4. So, Wendy said, well, I should have her up on a Sunday afternoon. The 2 or 3 principals. This play we went to in the Haymarket, it was difficult for children to understand, but the scenery, the way they use the scenery was absolutely fantastic, you know, to make the waves of the desert and all the satellites hanging down and people, it was very important.
Gosh,
that was quick. I'm
straight up. Wendy was there, so straight up.
Well, makes a change that Wendy's there on time. She was a teacher at the school, you know, Wendy. Cambridge. I don't know whether you've come across her. That's how Heidi started going to her drama club.
No. I was trying... Do you know, I cannot remember Mrs. Little's Christian name.
Irene.
Yeah, I know it as well as anything, but...
At times you just...
I don't know why I was thinking about it yesterday for some reason. Oh, probably because I got... the official invite to the thing on Friday.
Another cup of coffee, Fred?
No, thank you. Which is Wendy? What's she look like?
Well, dark hair, curlyish. With glasses.
And she never stops talking.
Never stops talking. Takes the younger age reception age.
What was the name of the teacher? Tended to be on the slim side, longish hair, at the do at Christmas. She was with the children looking at the stage to the left. 45-ish, 50.
Was she in trousers?
Can't remember.
Would that be Kay?
I don't know.
Tell me that, if you tell me then. Wasn't introduced. In fact, she spoke to me as though she'd known me, you know. But I couldn't even remember seeing her before. Don't think it was Kay.
Trying to think who else was there.
I wouldn't be Hillary because she's dark and short and.
Small.
No.
Well.
Small,
not
particularly small.
I have no idea. I would have said she was medium height, slim build possibly.
I don't know.
Okay, what was their surname again?
Wakefield.
May have been that. The funny thing was, I was asking Irene who she was because I couldn't remember seeing her again. And then later on, she came up to me as though she'd known me, you know.
It was very good, wasn't it?
Well, we got sidetracked about blind date, didn't I? I said I was you were speaking to an expert, so we went off at a blind tangent. But you don't have to be too bright to realise that the questions have been given them and the answers have been given them.
Well, Sam knew. It was Hazel, wasn't it? She said, well, of course, they know the questions beforehand and the answers are always written out for them. Which I wouldn't have thought all the answers because some of them come over quite spontaneously.
Yeah, but they are rehearsing for 2.5 hours. They don't see the person. They don't see the. They're kept separate, but they are rehearsed. So you know, and I could. Her name was Barbara. Actually, it was rather interesting. Have you remembered the name of that club? I would know it if you told me.
I can see it on the
corner. Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But she's a member, and we went there for lunch, and it was the ideal place, you know, because there weren't any many people around. So we had quite a nice lunch. And, And whilst we were there, we then had a drink in the bar, and the secretary of the club, a lady, came to talk to Barbara, and she mentioned that she'd seen her on Blind Date, you see. And so I got to know more by listening to them two speaking. That's where I learnt about that.
But some of the questions, you think, aren't they a bit, way out, or what made them ask that?
Well, what I said.
Yeah, and some of the answers.
How do they think of those answers in such a short
time?
Now we know. Take some of the what's the word? When you think that they're racking their brains, it seems far more interesting than knowing that they've rehearsed for hours on end.
I think sometimes the odd times people are
putting a bit more.
Yeah, and in fact, in the program the one that Barbara was in, I can remember as it happens, I was out. When that program came on, and I taped it, so I've still got that particular program. And the lady at the end, on one of her questions, she'd obviously forgotten what she was going to say, and sort of made something up. And she turned to, as they were just panning away from her, she turned to her next door neighbour and more or less said, "I forgot what I was going to say," you know.
Of course, they don't have any notes or anything, do they?
No. Oh, no, I mean...
it's supposed to look natural.
I mean, some of the things, especially the more senior people. Now, those people on the programme last night. Did you see it? Yeah.
Clarence.
Yeah. They wouldn't have come out with some of the things about I can't remember what was said, that wouldn't mind meeting you in the bath or that sort of thing.
They are a bit.
It is a very good, from the television people's point of view, it is an excellent programme, because people are interested, aren't they?
Yeah.
And furthermore, they're interested in the way out somebody, and I think they sometimes manipulate the questions so that the person picks the right one that they would like to be picked. Do you know what I mean? Did you see the one with that? It was last week when they came back, I think. That naive lad from Devon.
Oh, yes.
Oh, dear.
Was that the one where the girl was the
nurse?
Yeah.
And she was only a bit older?
Yeah.
Yes,
that's the one.
He was 18 and she was 19.
She kept saying how childish.
Yeah. Oh, it was predictable that wasn't going to work. He was, wasn't he? Very immature. I think Barbara, I think it was July when she did it. So that would be, about either November or December,
yes.
Wouldn't it?
Because I suppose they do so many recordings, and then screen them, don't they?
Yeah.
Sort of for the series, and then there's a break.
Priscilla Blacks, one of the highest paid presenter, isn't she, on the television? Mm. Esther Anson for the BBC and Cilla Black, I think, for the ATV.
Did you see the one where, this was for more senior ones, again, about the 50 mark, where the fellow was a hypnotist and a very nice fellow.
I can remember, now you say hypnotist, but I can't remember what happened in the programme, but I can remember him.
And she was the one
they
he...
were on about in the answers about hypnotising them, one of them was especially.
And their trip they had was to the Middle East, in the desert.
I didn't see that.
Oh, you didn't see it?
Ah.
Oh, what I was going to say is that I thought I'd summed the person that he'd selected, and I thought, oh, she, it's not going to be easy for him. And it wasn't, you know, she was a bit of a sound-sow, I think, really. Full of her own importance, you know.
I often wonder if when they've selected person say, right, I'll choose number three. When number one goes by, number two goes by afterwards, if they think, oh, you know, no, I would have preferred number two.
Oh, they would. I'm sure a lot of that's done.
I wonder if they have a chance of meeting afterwards, though.
Afterwards.
Well, I heard, I wondered about that, and I think they must have contact because one of them who came back, bear in mind there must be about a 3 month gap, had a proposal from one of the persons who she didn't pick.
Oh.
Mm.
But
sometimes you can say, oh, that one and that one are just going together and they don't choose each other.
Yeah.
And then when
yeah,
they
go, oh, choose her, no, you
yeah,
choose her,
yeah,
don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Like
but from the programme producer's point of view, I should think he doesn't want too many that are okay. He wants the...
But it would be nice to get...
Yeah.
Just lately, they seem to... They really slang each other, don't they?
Mm.
Was it last week? Yes, it must have been where the coloured lad, because he was back last night, wasn't he? Two white lads and a coloured one, and the white girl. And I often wonder if that's a good idea, whether they should all be the same colour.
Well, I think so, because it must be an awful shock for the girl to go around the screen and be faced with a coloured. Although they don't bother so much these days, don't they?
She said he wasn't ugly enough, didn't she?
I was going to say a few weeks ago, it might be longer than that. There's that very large coloured girl that was on.
That's a few years ago, never mind a few months.
No, there's one, not so very, I'm sure not so very, not years ago, was it?
There was one. Very bonny, that's, and she was on the, they had a composite programme the other week, and she was on that again.
Oh, is that where I saw?
Maybe.
I mean, fancy being confronted with somebody like...
And actually, in that programme, it was a Nottingham fella who was confronted with it, yeah. Yeah, and she's a real extrovert.
And then there's that one who was a pup.
That was a little while ago, that was big then.
She was big, but she wasn't coloured, was she?
No, but she ran
so
a purple from it.
Summer, yes.
Managed a purple and she was all over.
But what one of the coloured chaps where Tasha worked said he'd been to one of these blind dates he was on, but we haven't come across him yet, have we?
But he only said that a little while ago, didn't he? So if there's a 3 month
yes, it might be
gap.
Actually, Barbara went with her niece for the audition, and what I'm not sure of, and Barbara got on and her niece didn't. What I'm not sure is whether when she went down, she was thinking that of sort of an audition for herself, or whether they approached her, because apparently they don't get too many of the senior people.
No, it's not often really that you get a senior.
In fact, Barbara was saying to me, why don't you? But it's not the thing that I'd want to do. Before I go to town on Tuesday to get her tape, trying to get her tape.
She said it's in HMV.
I'll first give wind, what are they called? Wind blowers. I really see if they've got
any music.
I could go on the avenue actually tomorrow to see if it's in the line.
Photocopy.
Well, you're not allowed to, are you?
Well, they won't know, will they?
Oh. Yeah, I'll have to ring home to have it done. Breaking the law, isn't it?
Well, I think it's only if you want to do, like a whole choir doing it for some.
I know, I'm glad you used to get music for the women's own choir to do for Mothering Sunday. See, you say keep quiet where you've got the copy from.
I think it's when you want a lot.
I would say if you've got a, you get a 10 or 11, you want a lot. Anyway, I'll go and see. We walked past that place, didn't we?
HMV. On the way down to Smith. But we weren't actually sure
what it was called.
So it wouldn't have been any good venue.
Although you'd have probably recognised it.
Well, I said I thought it was called Seriously Orchestral.
That's what I did, isn't it?
Were you buying the Sun newspaper last week, by any chance?
Oh!
Why?
Bit to France for £1.
Oh yes, I saw it in the box. Yeah.
Keep the coupons. Malcolm, send off, hasn't
it? You collect, all you'd really got to do was buy the paper Monday to Friday. collect four coupons.
Is that empty?
Collect four coupons. And each set of coupons allowed you to claim up to four tickets. And it was £1 a ticket, wasn't it? £1 a ticket. And you could go, there were three routes you could go, and any time up to March the 28th.
Oh.
And that was your fare from, you could go Dover to Calais, New Haven to Dieppe,
or
way down, was it Southampton to somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
Way down, I think. And it then was a choice of day, times, and whatever. And that was your ferry fare over for the day. So he thought we might go for a day, didn't he?
March, yes, the end of March. I think he would have liked to have gone the 4-hour trip over. I didn't think you'd like that.
Well, that one was the most restricting, because you had to go, you could go any time between, was it 8 and 11 in the morning, but you could only come back either something like 4:45, or 2:15 in the morning. There are only two you can come back on. Whereas the Dover to Calais, you can go any time between this time and that time and come back any time between this time and
that time.
But going to Dieppe, it docks, the quay or whatever, is sort of right in the heart of town, so once you're off the ferry, you're there. But I suppose it depends what you want to go for.
Well, he was asking me which you prefer, so I think you ought to consider picking up me on the crossing.
If you stay till 1:45 in the morning, how can you be sure there's going to be anything open to do? Therefore, if
Paris
you come back,
Club.
If you come back on the morning before, you've only got about 3.5 hours. So you've got 4 hours on the ferry, 3.5 there, and then 4 hours back again, haven't you? Anyway, we'll see what...
I think he's not very keen on crossing the water, are you?
No.
So I thought the shorter journey would be better.
And if we don't know, we've only lost a pound.
Is Steve Snow that day?
No. I think they're going to repeat the offer, aren't they? It's supposed to be doing it again.
Well, we were at the school play, we were talking to, who did you say, Mr. Bennett?
Mm.
And he was telling, when was the Christmas thing? He was saying he'd been to France on a cheap ticket, hadn't he? Through the
Daily Mail. Oh, Express.
Express, wasn't it?
Daily Express.
It was one of the better papers. I mean, the Sun is absolutely... You get nothing was open apart from... I did have a go at reading the first one, and I thought, well, I can't read this trash any longer. I read 2 pages.
Yes, what did he? How much did it cost him? £15, did he say?
They went for a weekend, didn't they? Not for the. I don't think they went for the day.
I think it was. What is it today? But they sailed sort of first thing in the morning and didn't come back till last thing at. I thought it was any day, and they were talking to somebody else on the ferry who said they did this trip every year, didn't they? And what good value it was, only costing them
I really can't remember the figures.
Yeah, I thought he said £100 and something, didn't he?
Yeah.
and it had cost them about 15 or something. Mr. Bennett said he didn't have the heart to tell him, well, he might think it's good value, but he didn't when he'd only paid £15 for his ticket. Have you got any more ideas for holidays or?
Not, I've sort of got several things that I'd like to do. I'm ever so disappointed that I've not been to Yugoslavia. I wanted to go to Dubrovnik. You know, it's been on the sort of list, but I've never got round to it.
It's a bit late now until things
are sorted. Yeah, I'm afraid so. And of course, it's been damaged anyway now. Egypt is on the list.
Oh, up the Nile?
Yeah.
Mind you don't get in with the carry-on crew.
Yeah, so I was talking to you know June Parsons. She's about my age, I should think, and she sometimes, once a month, she does the coffee. Wears glasses.
I perhaps recognise. Yeah,
anyway, I was talking to her on the bus not too long ago, and I don't know how it came up, but she was talking about Egypt, and she'd been apparently, a year or two back, because she did an evening course on Egyptology, and she went through that. But she was telling me about a friend or friends of hers who'd been, and told me about the trip. And then he had done a newsletter to his friends, which is beautifully done, and had sent her one. And so she put it through my door, so it's quite interesting. And that holiday, they'd also been to Cairo as well. I mean, some of the trips are, they go to Luxor and you board the ship from Luxor to Aswan. And you don't get to Cairo. Well, I think if you go into Egypt, you really want to go to Cairo as well.
Oh, yes, definitely.
You know, it's on my list.
It's mulling around up there.
Now, if you want to know what I'd like, which holiday I'd like, and I probably will never do it, mind you, I need a person to go with. This is definitely you need a person to go with. I'd love to go on the Orient Express.
You know, I was waiting, I thought, I wonder if it could be the Orient Express. Yeah.
But, yeah. But it's so expensive. To do it properly, to go right the way through to Venice. And you've got to stay at Venice for at least a couple of days. You're talking about 2,000 at least, just for about 4 days, you know.
So we shan't go that way to Venice when we go, shall we?
So it's a sort of thing where if somebody said to me, right,
you can have whatever holiday you like.
No. You could only do that. I want you to go on the Orient Express. Yeah. If they said you can go anywhere you like, I would have
it's
difficulty in deciding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got another trip which I saw on telly, a game which I should never do, I think, which sounded pretty good. You flew to Calgary, took a train over the Rockies to Vancouver, and then a cruise ship up to Alaska and back via Vancouver, and you saw the ice floes dropping off and seals and that, to dolphins and that. It looked pretty good. And then you flew back from Calgary, I think, again. Or it may have been Vancouver. Now that was...
That thought worthwhile.
That was about 1500, 2 or 3 years ago, so that'll be 2000 at least.
A lot of money when you think it's just for holidays, just for a short time.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, when I, you know, when I was on the QE2, I was chatting with a fella, and he'd obviously been cruising before, and he was on this cruise, and they were going on the another Cunard ship a few months later, and it turned out that he was a hotelier who bought a hotel in Swanwich some years ago. I think he'd had about 7 bedrooms when he bought it, and he gradually extended it. I forget how many, he did tell me. And then he had a bit of a heart attack, and his doctor told him, you know, well, if I were you, I'd just pack in your job, which he did, and that was about 15 years ago. He was, I don't know whether he was 80 or he was approaching 80 if he wasn't, and was in pretty good form. He was dancing, and you know, I mean, there, money's no object. The lady, he was a widow, and he was with a lady who was a widow, and I know for a fact that she'd not spent a penny. She wouldn't, you know, for you know, of the trip or on board, he just wouldn't let her. I mean, you've got to have some money, haven't you, to keep going like that.
Keep doing these balls,
Michelle. Well, I keep sending these coupons up that come through the door. entering competitions, which I don't get anything.